One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to another episode of Friendlier Daisy Podcast, a podcast where Dave recently admitted to me that Jar Jar Binks is his favorite Star Wars character.
I do enjoy Jar Jar. Miss, I love in the podcast.
Do you reckon Jar Jar actually listens to the podcast?
Miss, I'm not gone, the Gongons. Miss, I listen to Dave and Andy.
That's why they expelled him, because he started running around Naboo saying, just a tip, just a tip.
He's running around his little thing and he was going, oh, friendly souls are yucky, day.
I'm sorry for all the people that are listening to this episode because it's Amish said, right? This is what you're in for. My name's Andy.
And I'm Dave.
And together we're here to
see who actually won the race. Did the blue car or the red car win the race?
The blue car and the red car, had a race. What advert was that from?
That's Milky Way, man.
Oh.
Old school Milky Way advert.
That's a good intro there, Dave. You thought about that one?
I did, actually. I had that in the bag.
No, you fucked.
I ain't got one for next tomorrow.
Oh dear. Well, I'm excited.
I'm actually really excited. I've been watching this guy's streams probably. I catch them quite a bit. They're just a nice, easy stream. There's no like this guy is such a good placid person. There's no like anger or craziness, but what you get from him is just some good chill. You can have him on in the background and know there's not going to be any loud noises to scare you.
Do you know what I was thinking about Ish the other day? Or I think it might have even been today. I can't think when I started watching Amish Said, or when I first picked it up, or for like TRMZ or Minder, they introduced me to Daisy. For someone like Holly, or like Muller Yogurts, or some Muller Yogurts. Fuck's sake.
That's his name. Someone's his name. He's Algis Muller.
I know. And that's what really weirded me out. But for someone like me, you know, I know that they are relatively new to me, right? Amish Said, I've been watching him for a long time, but I can't remember how long for. I couldn't even tell you whether it's been 2, 4, or 6 years. Like, I have no idea.
And I just, like, if he's on, I'll watch him. And it's a nice, easy watch. And he's always on an adventure. He was somebody.
He's definitely one of the guys who I'll watch more of his streams than his YouTube videos.
Yes, but if a new map comes out, I always like to watch his video guides because they are very in-depth, detailed, and they're just easy to understand him. He's not like some of these guys that do like videos like, and they're not DayZ ones, like how to fix a bit of your car, and they're very hard to follow. Amish Zed's videos are very easy to follow.
Yeah, I think didn't you put one of his videos for Video of the Week recently?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, yeah.
And that was that a Sakao one? No, it was the Deadfall one, wasn't it?
Was it a Deadfall? I can just see, because I know the Video of the Week list is up to date. And Amish Zed Frostline Beginner's Guide, episode 102.
Oh, that'd be the one then.
That's Sakal. Beginner's Guide to Sakal.
Yeah, I knew it was a guide. I knew it was a guide that you put up. I just can't remember when, but yeah, you're right. Those videos are good, but you know, I don't need them. I'm fucking MLG, bro.
I do love a guide video, just so I feel more comfortable.
To be fair, we made a guide video recently and just got slated a lot, but that's TikTok for you, so.
Yeah.
Anyhooser, yeah, if you're ever feeling like too confident, or you know, you need a bit of like an ego deflate, just post something on TikTok. That'll sort you right out.
Yeah, it'd be great.
shall we progress into the interview?
Yes.
All right, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you, say it with me, Dave,
Hamish Zedd.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hold on. I can do the camera thing. For you guys, I can do it. Is that it?
What a gem.
There it is. It's weird. It's like your image for me. That's odd.
I feel like it might be out of sync for me as well. Is it for you, Dave? Say hello.
Yeah, slightly out of sync for me.
No, it's going to make it really interesting.
How do I fix that?
Oh, no, it's good. It's good.
Oh, it's good, though. Is this gone back on?
Oh, it is?
Back on. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Ooh, look at that map.
No, look at the light.
Oh, the light's good, man, yeah.
You guys, I gotta thank you because you guys got me to hang these back up. I literally just did it. the Livonia one fell and the glass broke, and it's been like 6 months and I haven't fixed it. So it's been just sitting there waiting to hang up. So I'm like, all right, I gotta do it now.
No excuse.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this interview with us.
Sir. Yeah, no, thank you for inviting me. It's super cool.
Hell yeah. We've been ramping up, let's say. We've been ramping up for a little while. And there's, yeah, some people that have been on our list, like on day one when we started the podcast, we're like, right, we want to interview this person. We've just waited and waited and waited until we would hopefully get to a point where you might say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, strong arm you into it.
Yeah, listen, it's not that it takes convincing to get me on. It's just, like I said, it's actually working with me to schedule it because I'm such a clusterfuck of a human being.
I know. It's good. Hey, we're all there.
Yeah, it's just not enough time in the day, you know.
Let's get cracking, shall we, Dave?
Yeah, let's get cracking on the icebreakers.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Actually, Dave, you came up with the icebreaker today, so go for it.
Yeah. Right. We read on your About Me section on your Twitch that you brew beer. What's that all about?
I feel like I got to take that down because I haven't brewed in a while. I used to do it a lot. Like, and it's nothing fancy. Like, my wife got me Northern Brewing Company. It's just like a kit that you get. But like, you do all the steps. You like steep the grains and you're bottling it and all that. It's more complicated than like a Mr. Beer kit, which is like a real basic one. I don't know. Maybe you guys haven't heard. Maybe they don't sell those overseas. I'm not sure. But yeah, it was, you know, it was something I did for a while. Brewed like, I don't know, like a dozen different brews. And we named them after DayZ stuff, like the Undead Ale and a couple others like that. But I moved into this new house. And honestly, I packed it up to move in here. And I just never unpacked it. So it's like, I want to do it, but bottling is a real pain. So, you have to fill every individual bottle, cap it. And the way to do it easier is to put like a sixtal, like a small keg. And if I ever get that, I'm going to do it again. But like, that's just a whole upgrade I got to do.
So I brewed beer and ciders as well. And then I got the same thing.
Like, right.
It's like a 5-liter keg thing. And you put like a gas thing in top or whatever. And you can just like pour it straight out of that.
It I need to do that.
So much easier. Because you're right.
The bottling is.
And using that siphon thing. And then you have to like use that clamp to put the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. I completely agree. You have to set up your own little like workstation type thing. Yeah. Didn't you? Production line.
I loved everything about it. And then I got to bottling. And it's like, I got to clean everything. Every bottle, and it was
oh,
that
yeah,
part was a nightmare.
Sterilizing, yeah, yeah. And Nah, I agree with
you. I'll get back to it someday, but it's just I got to make that upgrade first. You know, the day that I have free time, we'll do that.
Oh, so good luck with that. That basically, just yeah, take, exactly. Just delete it from your profile. That's fine.
Yeah, that'll be easier. It's than easier.
Dave, brewed any beer?
Me? No. In the other half of me, we do biltong. So we make the dried meats. We made our own box from like old wood. And we had a PC fan, a nice PC fan at the top. I think I'm using a nice Be Quiet PC fan at the top. And it draws all the, it just dries the meat out. So it's not as like dry as jerky like you'd get over in America. But biltong is like a little bit wetter. Use a nice bit of rump, using biltong spices from Sarah's hometown and stuff. So
sounds good.
I should bring some over at Christmas, Andy, actually.
Yeah, I like biltong.
This is going to get confusing because my real name is Andy as well. Yeah. So.
Not today, it's not. That's mine. All right.
Just call me Ish then.
So we're going to move on to a quick fire round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got to hype myself up.
That's right.
Right. Let's get this out of the way, right? Because Dave, you wrote most of these.
I did, yeah. I left some in from last time.
Let's just get this one straight out of the way. We'll move on very quickly. Are you Amish?
No, I am not.
Wonderful. Scout or SSG?
I am a fraud. Today is the day I will admit it. You guys get the exclusive. I'm a big, big fraud. Yeah, no, I'm not Amish.
Shoot, that's the rest of our interview blown, Dave.
Oh, yeah, we had loads of questions about farming and shit. Damn.
Yeah, like how to move a barn and stuff.
Yeah, I can raise a barn, but I can't move it.
Oh, man.
Scout or SSG?
Scout or SSG? SSG.
Summer or winter Tenaris?
Autumn. Can I do that?
You can. This is your interview.
The new Zero Autumn Cherno. I'm like, I'm in love, dude. I'm smitten. It's so beautiful. And like, I really do. I mean, I love vanilla Cherno as well. I love winter Cherno as well. But like, I don't know. That autumn is just like, it's really hitting really well right now, you know, except for when I play it, no one can tell based on the vibe and the visuals if I'm on Sakal or on autumn Cherno. So it's like,
we had that quite a bit.
Yeah.
The map questions are through the roof even more than normal.
Dave and I just finished a run on Autumn Cherno where we spawned in Nisnoy, Dave.
Uh-huh. Nisnoy, yeah.
And we followed the blue trail all the way to Krona Castle, or actually past Krona Castle, and we just stayed on the blue trail for the whole thing. Looted the towns that are right next to it, but...
That's such a fun, like, run.
It was so fun, and it was beautiful,
actually,
wasn't it, Dave?
It was great, man. It was great.
Just following the hiking trails. I love that.
It was good. It was really nice. And then when we got to like Krona Castle, it was like all foggy and stuff, wasn't it? It looked really wicked. And then he's put that bridge up along there and thought, oh, I have to come back and run that bridge.
Were you guys trying to do the quest or were you just having fun?
No, just fucking about.
Just having a bit of banter.
Yeah.
I heard you explaining that quest. Was it today or yesterday? Was it today? I think it was. And then you just about getting the key card and then you got to go over here and then you got to do this and blah, 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 blah. Speed running. It is a lot.
That was my Gilmore Girls speech. Just rattling and not stopping for a breath.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on stream?
I doxed myself on stream once. That was a bummer. But honestly, probably just like in general team killing. It's sort of become something I'm known for, unfortunately.
We're coming to that.
Yeah, I figured you guys would get to that eventually. But it is a thing. So now it's like every time I team kill, it's like it's so much worse. And the worst part about it is like I distinctly remember when I was doing YouTube but not streaming. Mm. I was like, all right, I really want to do YouTube. This is super fun. And if I ever do anything embarrassing, like kill my teammate, I don't have to put it on YouTube. That's the great part about it. And then here I am, you know, 6 years later, they call Ishing, also known as TKRMZing. They call Ishing team killing. So, you know, it is what it is.
Nice. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate yourself as a skater?
Oh, as a skater? Right now, 0, because I'm not skating.
You got a bit of a wrist problem.
Yeah, well, it's doing a lot better. You can see the surgery scar there, but I don't know how much you've if you heard about that stuff, but like this is the second break in 2 years, so clearly, you know, I could be better, but I don't know what, like, if a 10 is like a professional skater and a 0 is a guy who can't ollie, I'm probably like a 4. I don't know.
I mean, you don't need your wrist to ollie, right? You're good.
Technically true, you know, but like I can tray flip, like if that puts you in a range, you know, like I was always proud when I learned how to do those.
Which musical artist could you never get bored of?
Right now, Cursive or Modest Mouse. I like that, like indie, I don't know, alt shit, you know. It's gotta be Modest Mouse. I've seen them live like 5 times and I would go again. And I just saw Cursive for a second time like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know Cursive.
Yeah.
What kind of?
I'm into like the all the emo shit. And these two are like the ones, yeah. They're not quite emo, more, I think, like alt, I don't know.
Yeah.
Frankly, I listen to more podcasts than I do music. So yeah. You guys will be happy to hear. So having you guys in my feed now is going to be really good. I'm traveling soon. And I'm like, I saw a bunch of episodes that I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I'm downloading a bunch.
Oh, nice.
I apologize right now for anything I've said.
Yeah.
If I offend you in everywhere anyway, I am very sorry.
I'm very easily offended. So thank you for that. Yeah.
He's really not sorry. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it in the first place, Dave.
No, I'm going to keep doing it. It's fine.
We know. I've just come to accept it.
Yeah. What's the most annoying thing that other players do in game?
Oh, easy. Double binding their keys, their lean keys. The leaners, dude. I can't stand the leaners. I literally, like, I'm so open-minded in DayZ. Like, I want to be friendly no matter what. Like, even if we don't speak the same language, I'm going to try my best. But if you're hitting A and D and you're strafing and you're leaning at the same time, I'm going to fucking shoot you in the face. I'm not even going to think twice about it. I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Oh, they do. When you see him just running, like, that open ground, yeah, between, like, VMC and the Cabanino Church, you see him like running like that, you're like, yeah, <dead. no.
laughs> not gonna happen. I can't stand that. It just takes me out of the game. I hate it.
Mm. Right now, Dave, this is a you one. I think you've missed a word and I don't know what word it was.
What's your go-to sport? Is it NFL or baseball?
Baseball, if I had to choose between those. But I don't watch a lot of sports, honestly. Watch Street League Skateboarding when I can, you know, when that's on.
Well,
yeah.
What was that noise?
That was my agreeing. Like,
to add, did you? You were like,
nothing to add apart from this is how the cookie crumbles.
That's why he's grown a little mustache. Look at him, and he's turned into an old man. He's like,
yes. See,
this was meant to be quick fire. I'm sure we do this.
I'm slowing you down.
We slow ourselves down, man.
It's not you, dude. Trust me. VMC or Kamensk?
That's tough. I really like both those bases. Those are two that I like, feel comfortable looting as a solo. Gotta be Kamensk has better loot nowadays. It's gotta be Kamensk. Yeah, Kamensk. Yeah.
I agree.
And the last question you probably already answered is, can you really explain the word isht? But I think you already explained it, so we can tick that one off.
Well, I'm happy to explain it. It means to bring a beautiful woman to orgasm. Glad we could clear that up.
Yeah, well, that was great. Glad we got that definition, put that in the dictionary.
Yep. You put my photo next to the picture and, you know, in Webster's too. That'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
Friendly? All right. So we'll move on to the bulk of the episode, right? Where we're going to talk about yourself, how you got started, where you're at now, and I guess a little bit about DayZ as well.
Perfect.
So let's start right at the beginning. What made you pick up DayZ in the first place? What's your origin story?
So I was really into the Walking Dead TV show, and I had a buddy. I had a Wii and I had a PS3, and I had a buddy who was a PC gamer, and like that just always seemed so. I'm not a tech guy. I might not be Amish, but the name, you know, applies. So I had a buddy who was just like, oh, you're really into like zombie apocalypse stuff. You got to check out this game, DayZ. It's a mod and all that. So again, it's like, I don't know how to build a PC. How do you mod a game? Like, this just seemed like such an impossibility. But he brought me over and he let me play. And I just like crawled everywhere that I went. I was like so afraid. And I was so scared of the zombies. I don't think I saw a single player. I just was like just exploring and looting. And just like I barely did anything, but the idea of this open world, anything can happen. Yeah. Every person you meet is a real person in the world. Just like it just seemed like this like open possibility, anything can happen. And it just really excited me. So I built my first PC and, you know, just played the game for fun for a very long time. And eventually that led to content creation. You know, do you want to hear about that or just the DayZ part of it? You know?
Yeah, well, we will come. I think the next question actually,
okay. We'll get to that.
Well, the next question was, what came first, your first 1,000 hours in DayZ or your first live stream?
I don't know. I really don't. I didn't track the hours back then, if I'm being honest. If I had to guess, I'd probably say they happened around the same time.
Yeah,
because like I was playing the game a lot. I started with the mod first off, and then Standalone came out, and I didn't really look back. But, you know, I actually should have pulled it up, but I have like a whole milestone thing on my Twitch page that shows all my dates of like when I built my PC and when everything else happened. I'm pulling it up really quick and filling the dead air.
If we'd done our research properly, we would know this answer already, wouldn't we?
Yeah, so it was 4 years after I built my PC for the mod before I made my first video. So I guess, you know, not a real answer. Probably 1,000 hours before videos and streaming.
So what did that to you then? What made you go, I'm going to go live?
It was YouTube first because I was afraid of making a fool of myself live on the internet. I was telling my friends about like these funny things that would happen in game. And like I was like at the bar and I'm like, oh, my God, I just had the craziest encounter in this game. And half those guys are barely gamers at all, let alone understand what can happen in DayZ. It's a weird game. It's hard to explain to people. So I just kind of got sick of like trying to explain it to them. And I was like, I'm just going to make a video or two to show them. But I was also watching like The Running Man at the time and, you know, was inspired by him. I definitely would not be here today if it weren't for that twat. So and you can keep that twat in.
Yeah,
you can keep that one in.
Do you think there was a defining moment in your career that projected you to become one of the most successful, like, DayZ streamers?
I don't think I'd qualify myself in that category. A big part of it, I think the big thing that made things start to take off was when I started to make like guides and such, because, you know, I was like making just regular videos and gaining a little bit of traction there. But once I made like root guides, like I think that's what really helped YouTube start to really take off. And that actually circles back to that buddy who introduced me to DayZ at the 1.0 weekend, which, you know, we all know it wasn't 1.0, it was 0.64. But the 1.0, there was a free weekend. I was like, hey, I'm still really into DayZ. He hated the game. He wouldn't play it very much. So I'm like, it's free now. Maybe you should try it. It's a different engine. It plays different. So I got him to play that weekend and we just couldn't even meet up. We spent like 4 or 5 hours. He's describing the town to me. I'm trying to tell him where he spawned. And we met up maybe once. And it just like, it gave me the idea of like, I should make a guide to help people figure out where they spawned and what they should loot. So I owe that guy twice. He got me into DayZ and then he gave me the idea for loot guides, which helped me eventually build a career, hopefully a career or at least a job out of DayZ. So, you know, I owe him a beer.
Do you still talk to him?
Oh, yeah. We talk. We actually not every Wednesday, but we have like an open like Wednesday night. The guys might hop on and just shoot the shit on the Discord. We might play a game together or just play different games and just talk. But he's still a local buddy, so I still see him pretty regularly. Yeah. Mm. But he despises DayZ. He still hates it.
Yeah. We all do.
Well, yeah, a little bit, yeah. And more than others.
Like us, you're big on the adventure side of DayZ. You've got like the PvP side or the RP side, but the adventure finding and things like that. So how do you keep it relevant and fresh and whilst entertaining an audience stream after stream?
I feel like I don't have an answer to a lot of these questions. I mean, like, I don't plan anything really. No. Like the only time I think that there are some creators who like plan and they're like, I'm going to play this server and I'm going to become the biggest cartel drug dealer, you know, and like, or I'm going to build a base here. Or I'm going to build a trap base. And like a lot of those videos are great. I'm not knocking them, but it's just never been something I'm not a planner. I just log in and, you know, I don't even plan what map I'm going to play half the time. I'm just like, what has pop? What seems interesting today? And then, you know, if I get if something exciting happens, I retroactively am like, oh, that could be a really good video. But honestly, I don't think it's me that keeps these things fresh. It's the modders. It's the server owners. Like, those guys deserve so much credit. Mm. you know, like zero servers, like Happy just keeps making these quests, you know. I had my title the other day was All I Do Is Quest, because every day there's a new quest for me to work on. There's a Sakaal toxic ship on Autumn Cherno. There's like the whole key card quest, you know. It's just like they give me the stuff to do and I'm just trying to do it and make videos out of it.
Did you get to the oil rig?
Wait, sorry, on which one? On Autumn or Sakaal?
I don't know. I just remember the other, you were going to the bunker and then to the oil. Oh, yeah, no, it was Sakaal. You were going to Sakaal, the bunker, yeah. And then the oil
did
rig.
Not, I was editing that video all day today. It did not make
alert.
It. Spoiler alert. but it was a great, you know, like you see, it's all about the adventure. You know what I mean? We might not have made it there, but hopefully another time. I haven't completed either of those quests yet. So I got stuff to work on this week.
Yeah, we don't really do them like missions as such, do we, Dave? We
tried one with Anastara.
We tried.
And then that failed.
I never got the exosuit.
We did, but not the conventional way.
Well, we killed a guy for it.
We killed a guy.
That counts.
That counts.
That counts. Yeah.
That counts.
Counts.
We had everything to do it, and we went in the bunker a few times. We just didn't. It wasn't there. Sometimes someone had done the quest just before us,
yeah,
and
that
thing didn't spawn. So it was like, oh! So then we went for the murders.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sometimes people have to pay.
That's it, man. Yeah. So I've been watching you, and Andy's been watching you for some time now, and we know Cheddar was a big part of your brand, and you as a streamer felt like he was like everybody's pet. So obviously you've never got another bird yet, but would you consider getting another bird?
Well, we have a cat right now. He drives me insane though. But then we have a child, different than a pet. I don't see us getting another bird anytime soon. I could see it like when I'm older. Like they're pretty easy pets and they're great companions. Like man, I mean, I didn't realize it unfortunately until she was gone. But like Cheddar was like my best friend for like 4 years. Like she sat on my leg like under the desk. She would just sit on my lap and all day when I was editing. You know, and she was just always there. You know, I had like a little play area for her and she'd sit there. We had the Cheddar cam set up, you know. She was a, like, you know, a real companion, you know, like people who are dog owners might not think that like a bird could be that, you could be that tight with a bird, but maybe someday. You know, I think if anything, a dog would be next though. Like, give me a reason to get outside and walk.
get rid of the cat.
Yeah, no, he'll stick around. The kid has grown quite attached to the cat, unfortunately. So he's great. He frustrates me.
So we're both childless boys. This is a great segue, right? This is a great segue onto our next question. How has Baby Z changed your perspective and your priorities, I guess, when it comes to your career?
I mean, everything else is second. I hate talk about, well, I love talking about her. I'll talk about her all day. But it drives me nuts how like you just kind of always have to break it down by cliches, because you know there's a reason every parent just says cliche after cliche, because there's just no way to put it into words like how you feel about your kid. It's you know obviously I'm doing this for her at this point. It's how I pay the bills, and you know, hopefully can put her through college someday, or plumbing school. Actually, I'd rather she be a plumber. We need a plumber in this house.
Mariette.
Everything else comes second. I mean, you know, I had physical therapy today, this afternoon, and Thursday, but I'm going on a trip this weekend. So I'm like, you know what? I'd rather spend time with my kids. So fuck that. And I just canceled both of them. She always comes first. It definitely changes your priorities by a lot.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I mean, what if one day she grows up and she goes, Dad, I'm gonna be a streamer. I'm gonna play DayZ. I'm gonna be a DayZ 2 streamer.
I'm gonna be Duckside 2 streamer.
Yo, Duckside is awesome, man. I only played a little bit, but that game as a concept, I'm like Rust, but I'm a duck. Like, this is amazing. But yeah, I mean, I would be. You know, I want her to do whatever makes her happy. Like, genuinely. You know, I want her to. I would love to teach her skateboarding someday. I would love to teach her to game someday, you know. But if she's not into that stuff and she's into, like, you know, I mean, you know, drawing or whatever, like, I'm gonna get into that stuff just so I can do it with her. You know.
Yeah, that's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I always think, like, if I ever had a kid, what if they like jazz?
you're gonna find a way. Yeah, you're gonna find a way to like jazz, probably.
No, I can't do it. Yeah, dude.
You will.
Can't do it.
What if they like Star Trek?
Oh no, what if they're tricky?
No. They're gonna fuck up your brain chemistry, man. You're gonna like jazz if they like it.
Man, that's just, yeah. I just can't. Right now, I can't stomach that.
Like me and Andy alluded to earlier, we like adventures and stuff. That's our sort of play style. We like to go out and explore. Describe your play style.
I think I'm pretty similar. You know, I mean, a lot of us like learned DayZ from like The Running Man. So, you know, like, yeah. Like I like my three guys when I was really like really into watching videos was TRMZ, Barely Infected, and Super FT. I loved those three teaming up. Like they were just like, the absolute best watching them play together and all of their videos together and separately. And like I really think like they each taught me something. Like FT really taught me like some tactics of like, you know, like the Super FT flank. You gotta do the big flank and make sure they don't know where you're coming from. Rene taught me, or Barely Infected taught me, that it's always worth trying to talk. Like, you know, we'll get to that when I get to my DayZ tips. But like, you know, some people say don't trust anyone. And it's like, no, like, you know, don't trust them 100%. But like, it's worth trying to talk. If you don't talk to anybody, you're missing out on everything that makes DayZ special. Mm. And then TRMZ taught me to just say, fuck that, and just run in guns blazing and wish for the best. So, you know, but like, I definitely, you know, I'm all about the adventure. I think the most boring part of DayZ is when you're totally geared and you have the DMR and the plate carrier and you're just like, I guess I'm just gonna go kill people. It's all from the most exciting moment in DayZ is when you're like, you've got a BK-18 and a press or a sab vest and you're leaving the coast and you're just going into the map and anything can happen, you know.
It's all about the gear up, isn't it, Dave? Yeah. We love gearing up.
I love
up.
The looting up, man. These guys that log onto these servers, and I'm not knocking it at all, that get themselves like Belota's just got 19,000 like tents and you can literally get everything that you want in Belota. I feel like, yeah, you're now playing a completely convoluted DayZ. Yes, that's your DayZ, but I can't see that myself because I'm like, I love the loot up. I hate the fact that you can pick that stuff off of the coast. Yeah, you may enjoy that, but bloody hell, most of people love that loot up in land and getting the adventure going on. Run into a random, like we had some great runs when we had that 2 weeks content create release. We ran into some great people, didn't we, Andy? Some guys that this guy voice actor that we bumped into was just the funniest guy.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah,
I bet he'd be like really good at like RPing and all that.
Yeah, he was from Norway.
But you had a really strong, like,
British accent.
I don't know whether it was like a really posh American kind of thing.
No, Matt Berry, like a Matt Berry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you know Matt Berry at all?
I do not. I'll have to look him up.
Have you seen the Fallout series?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the guy
Fallout. Who does the voice for the cut-up robot, and there's also...
Oh, God, I love him. Yeah. He was in IT Crowd. Yeah, I loved him. Yeah.
Father!
I love that show, and my wife loves What We Do in the Shadows, so she's watching that all the time.
That's Matt Berry. He's from just near where me and Andy live.
Oh, cool. Okay.
No, he's not.
Is there any news on it? I keep looking at your maps. Is there any news on a Sakao map yet?
I'm just realizing you can like see the reflection in the background there. Yeah.
It's like W.
You're really ugly, Andy.
Yeah.
He's talking about me.
No, I was talking about him, not you. Oh, shit. Both very beautiful.
You just managed to piss off everyone on this Discord call.
Yeah. You need to change your name, Andy.
I really hope they make a map. I thought about printing a Namask map, even though I've like kind of fallen. I respect the hell out of it. I've had so much fun, but I've kind of fallen out of love of Namask. It's just, I just don't get the runs that I used to on it anymore. It's a me problem, not the map problem. But yeah, I mean, I got Livonia there. I would love to replace that with Sakal because I really like Sakal. It's a lot of fun. I hope they make a map, purchasable one.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Sakal. So, you've been playing since the inception of DayZ, since day dot, 10 plus years since the mod.
Mm-hmm.
So how does Sakao, I guess since then we've had loads of community maps, you say you're a big fan of the mouse.
Yeah.
How does Sakao stack up against, I guess, all those 10 years of experience, but being an official map?
I mean, the thing for me that Sakao nails is the vibes. It's just like... just those, that ambient audio and like the weather and the like, all that stuff has just been just 10 out of 10, absolutely no notes. Like, and like Nemalsk did a lot of things really, really well, but like, I think the blizzards were always a little janky and like, you know, but I really think that Sumrak took what he did. I mean, you know, he took what he did with the Nemalsk mod and he improved upon it to make the standalone Nemalsk mod. And then I think he even tripled down on that and really nailed it with Sakaal. Not to mention that, like, you know, you ask how it compares to modded maps. Like, they hired modders to work on it. Like, the people who made those modded maps and did so well, one of them runs DayZ now and hired a bunch of other dudes who, you know, have done that. Like, I think Lad works for them, and doesn't he do the Winter Cherno mod? So, like, I cannot wait to check that. I said Autumn Cherno is my favorite, but I'm looking forward to Winter Cherno and seeing how it's improved with the Sakaal mechanics. But yeah, so like Sakaal, man, the vibes are just like 10 out of 10. You know, I think I'm not bored of it yet. And I've played it for, you know, it's been a month and I've played it more than any other map so far this month.
Yeah, we're the same, aren't we, Dave? I think we've only played Autumn Cherno, I think. Otherwise, that's the only thing.
Yeah,
just two streams of Auto Cherno that we just done the blue run on. You know, it has the same vibe, I think.
For sure, yeah. Well, Autumn Cherno definitely looks, I think, borrowed from Sakaal.
Yeah,
it's been great.
What's your favorite location on this Sakaal map, then? What would be your pinpoint location that you're like, actually, this looks bloody excellent?
I mean, just like, there's this area like in the middle, and I always forget the name of it, the name of the town. I definitely don't have a script for narrations of my videos that have it right here. Lezagorvka. Like, there's these two towns in the middle, and they're like hunting villages, and it's like the best place to get like a hunting scope and like a blaze or a Mosin or a tundra.
Where is this?
Andy, it's the one with the hospital. One's got a hospital in it.
This one has the church. It's east of it. You know, if only some guy made loot route guides that showed you how to get there and had one out right now, you know, maybe you guys could watch that. And,
maybe it's the guy who won video of the week 3 weeks back. The post is really slow.
That area though, specifically like up the hill from there, there's these like two radio towers, and just like the views from up there are really cool. There's like a mill base there, you can see the town, you can see the police prison area that I really like is really cool. So that's like a pretty cool area to just like look around from, you know.
Yeah, that's gotta be my favorite area. Is that police area, because it's just I don't know, it's kind of accessible if you get the right spawn. But then you get some quite good gear there.
Yep, good fights there, good gear. It's like a tier two, you know. Like, I love, like, I'm geared enough to defend myself, but not so geared that I'm like bored and I don't have anything to look for. And that spot gets you right there.
Yeah, I agree. I think the one of the selling points of Sakaal as well is how atmospheric it is, and like, from everything you've said, but the views as well. See, as soon as Sakaal came out on that. What was it? The creator, I can't remember what it was called. The couple of weeks that it got released to the creator.
The streamer event, you mean?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. The screenshots that came out of that, they were just native, normal, straight screenshots. What a beautiful, beautiful map somehow. It just does it so differently, I guess, to the other maps that we've got at the moment. I think it just kind of sells itself. Aspect, at least.
They really outdid themselves. Like, you know, I mean, there's always going to be haters out there, but like, it definitely doesn't feel like another map to me. It feels like the next thing, if that makes sense. Like, it's like I hope and I think that from here on out, like, we're going to see this level and then people trying to top that, you know? Yeah, so it's like DayZ 1.5 or something, you know?
Yeah. I think Sakaal definitely has influence from current map makers. That's completely mop makers. Different profession. What are you doing there, Dave?
No, I'm mopping the screen. Not the Trumpo.
Sure.
You doubled down.
I always do with Andy. I edit it out and made him look like an idiot, so it's fine.
Well, this time I've got it on video, so it's going to make sense, isn't it?
Yeah. Going back to the point, actually.
I had a question. Are you cutting me out?
Yeah, to your point about the maps. Yeah, about the maps, I was going to say. No, honestly, it was about the maps.
Right. The map makers, they have obviously built upon what they learned from Generous, what they learned from Livonia to a degree. Let's say Generous.
And... learn what not to do with Livonia a little bit. Yeah, I like yeah, Livonia, right. But you know. Yeah,
we'll use that. That's fine. Making areas interesting. And yeah. We have people, especially people like Happy Bombs, like Mike Doherty, who make those unique POIs, or who will extend the airfield or switch around Belota airfield for no reason, just to make it better and more interesting in fights and stuff. They have put that then and wrapped that up in a... official map. Now you're right when you say this now becomes the DayZ standard.
Yeah,
and this is the thing to build upon. So they grab this, and then new maps or current maps now need to match or beat this. I think
I agree.
Which is good.
Yeah,
yeah. None of this like pre-released map thing anymore, where the maps they're janky because there was no other options than just the Livonia and Cherno. Now that Sakal's there, these people that are making the maps, the bar has been taken a little bit higher.
Yeah. It's just like a leveling up across the board, yeah. Mm.
I think I took Wes out for a run the other day. One of our buddies, it was his first run on Sakal, and he was like, what the hell's all this stuff? What the hell's all this? And it was just like a table with a few deck chairs that were knocked over on the floor and stuff. Like, no use for it. Like, it just looked cool.
Yep.
There's that stuff everywhere, which makes a massive difference.
The interior reworks are so good. I hope that we get those ported to Cherno. Like, you know, like some people were complaining. They're like, it's not a new asset. They're just repainting a house and adding some tables and chairs inside. I'm like, yeah, but that really goes a long way. Like, that really adds to the immersion, you know, and really it makes a big difference.
100%. I've got one question, though, of something that's come up quite a bit in the last couple of weeks is when the devs took the direction to give us them 2 weeks as like content creators and 2 weeks before the like a pre-release, did you stream it? And if you did you notice a slight rise in your viewers? Or and it dipping down now, or is it? Did you just carry on the same amount of viewers?
I think I'm kind of in that like spot where I'm like you know, you said like top most successful DayZ streamers. Like, I don't know if I'd put myself there personally. Like, I'm very happy with where I'm at. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but like, you know, I think that really the top of the top people like really benefited from that event. You know, the people who are at the top of the, you know, the follow list when you open up Twitch, you know, I think those are the ones who really got like a ton of extra clicks. I also had the added benefit of having broken my wrist right beforehand, so like I wasn't even like I barely was able to stream when that event started, and you know, I got to do more than I had originally thought, but it definitely slowed things down a little bit, you know. But you know, I mean, I had a blast with it, you know. I definitely am noticing an uptick in how YouTube is going right now, just because I've been back to guides and making Sakal guides, so that I've seen that those clicks go up.
Yeah, good.
And did you think that was a good direction for the devs to go in to do like a pre-release of, because obviously they done the get together in Prague, select few, and then obviously there was a wider scope of 1 week they had like a limited number of people, and the second week they added more people to like this pre-release. Do you think that's a good direction the devs have gone in?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, it hit the all time high player count, and we hit like 85,000 like on Steam alone. Maybe that number might be wrong, but
I can't remember what
they hit new all time high record on Steam. Yeah, again, and they'll probably beat that as we get closer to the holidays and the winter. Like, I think objectively it was the right move. Like, just from a marketing standpoint, I mean, you could pay a streamer like thousands of dollars, like a top streamer, thousands of dollars to stream their game, you know, for a couple hours and get eyes on it. Or you do this free event and you all you're paying for is to host servers, and then everybody plays your game for free and advertises it for you. Like, it's a no brainer from a marketing standpoint, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that people who were frustrated by that are like wrong exactly. Like, you know, if you've been playing DayZ for 12 years and you're like, Yeah, but just because I don't stream, I'm not appreciated. Like, I think that that's a valid sentiment, but like, you just got to view it from Bohemia's perspective. It's just easy, free advertising, you know? So, and clear, I think it worked, you know? A lot of people bought the map.
There's not been any problems, is there? Like, with filling servers up or anything like that?
No.
They're all stacked all the time. Like, and the community ones, I don't know so much about the official ones. We stopped playing them pretty quickly, but
yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah, they have their own problems.
Yeah, that's not a Sakal problem. So through your journey as a content creator, what have you, I guess, this is a bit of a deep question, I'm not going to lie-ish, but what have you learnt about yourself? Has something come out of it as on a personal development level?
Well, to an extent, I've learned, like I think I said before you started recording, that I'm a clusterfuck of a human being. I just like really struggle to like set a schedule and stick with it. And like, I feel like I'm always just like, I feel like I've always got like, 20 hours worth of things to do, but then only like 10 hours to get it done in. You know, so I've learned that about myself. I'm really starting to realize that recently. I don't know. I mean, I, you know, you said it's a deep question, so I'll get deep a little bit, but like Daisy doing content creation is the only time I've personally like ever like believed in myself. I kind of did autopilot when I was like in high school, and like, you know, I went to college because my mom told me that that's what you do, you graduate and you go to college. Like, I just kind of did the next thing, never knew what I wanted to do with my life. I picked a major because I was just like, I gotta pick a major, like I'll just pick one, you know. And things worked out for me. I was very lucky. I had a decent job working in insurance once I got out of college. But like, once I started like making videos and seeing traction, and then eventually like being like, holy shit, like I think I could make this my job, like that's the first time I ever wanted something, went for it, believed in myself enough to go for it, and then, you know, pulled it off, hopefully for a long time, but you know, for 4 years, I'm pretty fucking proud of that. You know, that's one of the reasons why this game means so goddamn much to me. You know, it's the only time I've ever felt that way, you know.
I mean, yeah, it is a leap of faith.
Yeah,
isn't it? And it's such an unknown world. And when you started making content, and when you started doing YouTube, when you started doing and then again, I guess you took another leap of faith doing your streaming, it's not really quantifiable. You don't know what's gonna happen on the other end, and taking that risk is it takes a strong person, I think, to do that and keep doing it. And because success does not happen overnight.
No.
You have to keep working on it, and you have to keep coming up with brand new ideas. And yeah, I don't know, dude. I think you sell yourself short a little bit, if I'm honest.
I'd self-deprecate, you know, but I'm proud. I'm very proud of what I've done with it. You know, I mean, the only real leap of faith was quitting my real job to do it full time. But getting to that level happened slowly, and I had the like, you know, like the numbers of like, okay, I can pay the mortgage and I can, you know, do this. Like, so, you know, it's still a huge risk, obviously, but you know, you just try to manage that risk. And I was literally a risk consultant when I did my job. So you just try to, you know, mitigate that and, you know, hope that it works out. And it has for a couple of years. So, you know, every year I just am like, can I do it the next year? And if that answer is yes, great. If it's not, I'll start looking at the job applications again. I have to update the resume.
What do you think is the biggest challenge that either you've ever had, or maybe that you face now with your content creation? And how do you get over that, or how do you overcome it?
I mean, it'll be a theme, I guess, of today, but like, just like time management, like just like, you know, today I like, you know, I'm going on a trip to visit my buddy. I'm flying to LA on Friday. he has a 6-month-old. I was supposed to visit at TwitchCon. Broke my wrist, couldn't do that. So I rescheduled it. I'm going to visit him Friday. I'm missing my normal Friday, Saturday stream. So I'm like, all right, I dropped the kid off at grandma's today. And I'm like, do I edit a YouTube video today? I really want to have a video to come out. Or do I stream today? Because I'm only going to be able to stream 3 days this week if I'm lucky, you know? So really just the time management part of it, you know? You know, I chose editing today. I'm glad I did because I think I'm really excited about what I'm working on right now. Yeah,
I agree. I think I struggle with time management in my day-to-day life.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you guys probably have like day jobs and then you're doing this and then you want to have time to play the game too. Like, yeah. You know, I think it's just adulting. Like, that's it.
Got service Dave's mum and...
Fuck's sake. She don't need services, she did. No, joking. I'm joking. I love her. I pushed her down the stairs the other day. She broke her arm.
Yeah, she's still breathing.
Just inheritance. I am joking. My mom did actually break her arm the other day. I didn't push her down the stairs. She fell over at a desk.
Yeah, you better hope that she sticks to that story now that you got this video evidence. Yeah, no.
Get off the damn roof, Cletus.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Oh, actually, we didn't discuss what we're doing. We're doing in the bin.
Yeah, we're doing in the bin.
Okay, I know what that is, so I think. Explain it to me just in case, and for the viewers at home.
We only decided the other day we're going to call it in the bin, because we used to call it Daisy Room 101 or some crap like that, and it just sounded a bit rubbish. So we come up with in the bin.
Okay.
Now, you can throw anything in the bin you like. Daisy related.
Okay.
Whether it's players, whether it's, I don't know, what did TRMZ pick? Hackers?
I listened to his today and I don't remember what he picked.
I can't remember. He probably picked leg breaks or something like that. But, you know, is there something that you absolutely just fuck? Just get rid of it, put it in the bin.
Team killing. No. I like having that in.
No friendly fire.
I want friendly fire in. I like that.
too much.
So, sorry. This might be thinking about it too hard, but is it in the bin so it's gone forever, or is it in the bin and then replaced by something better? Because I hate zombies in DayZ. They're really bad. I would love to see better zombies, but I don't want them removed, you know, entirely, you know?
Yeah. So current iteration of zombies.
Yeah, current iteration of zombies. You know, it's such a core part of the game, and I think they want to fix them, but I just don't think it's something they have the resources for right now. You know, they've talked about it and they want to work on it, but it's just, I just think that, like, if they fix if they took out zombies to replace the way they run and path, you probably wouldn't be able to move your character in game anymore. Like, I just think it would break everything. So, hopefully in DayZ 2.
What annoys me a little bit about that is that they made that big announcement, what, a year and a half ago, saying that we're going to make a big thing about working on the AI for the Zeds.
Yeah.
And then they said that, look, actually, it's a much bigger task than we thought, so it's not going to be coming out this year as promised, which was last year.
Yeah.
And then since then, we've not heard a single thing about it.
Yeah.
And that's the little, even if it's, no, look, guys, we're still just putting it on the back burner, fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
But they get asked the question quite a lot, to be fair. And every time they do a live stream, it pops up. And so I wish they'd just say something about it, because it's been over a year now.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get an update. But, you know, it's like, you know, how many times are they just going to say, still can't do it?
That's true. Yeah.
I think it should be if it's possible, because I'm not a coder, I don't know how it works, but like, if it's possible, it should be the number one priority. Like, it, you know.
All right. So what sucks about them and what do you want to improve?
Well, I find that just like the way they path, to be, it honestly feels worse like recently, like just the way that they like run around a door and back and forth and forth, and you know, and like it just, I find them to be a nuisance, not a challenge. Really the only way to deal with them is to kill them. Like, you can kind of sneak by them, but they seem to just hear you no matter, even if you're crouching and you're not even holding shift, you're just crouch walking, they still seem to hear you half the time. You try the sneak attack, it's a toss of a coin if it's going to work, or if you're just going to do that slash and then notify every zombie in the area, you know, like I always have this like theoretical example in my head of like, you're in Starry Sobor and you're in like a red double and you're overwatching the tents, and you see a guy in the tents, you've got your Mosin, and you have to think like, okay, if I fire a shot, I'm going to aggro every zombie in Starry Sobor and they're going to be at my door. And like, so I would love to see like zombies that can break down doors. You know, one, maybe one can't do it, but five can break down a door. So if you fire that shot, you have to figure out, do I have the ammo to kill them? Could I like, you know, I would love to see like, can we jump out a window to escape? You know, can we make egg timers and kitchen timers like actually really distract the zombie? Because right now you throw a kitchen timer, they go after it, but they're in an alerted state and they're going to telepathically find you after that, you know? So like, I would just love, I want Project Zomboid zombies. That's what I want. You know, really, if you break it down, like, but I want a first person shooter.
You want to be able to manipulate them to a way that could benefit you. But obviously, if you make the mistake, you want them to also punish you. At the moment, they still punish you for doing the correct thing, like sneaking past them so you can use them as alarms, but then they only alarm to you.
Or
when you throw in like an item, say like you see someone, so you throw an item, you want them to go for where that item landed, not the you throwing it. Now they go to you throwing it, which is a weird thing that I always thought was a bit
It's been a while since I've tried it because it doesn't work, but they'll usually like go to the item, but then they're aggroed, and when they're aggroed, they detect you easier and you're still close enough that they detect you. So like it just isn't worth doing. But exactly. Like I want different ways to deal with them other than just killing them or locking them in a building.
That needs to be balanced, though. If they make them hard, I'm all for them being harder, but there needs to be ways to deal with them more readily available.
100%. Yeah. Like the example. You go ahead.
No. Honestly, I was going to just start waffling on about how the guns are too loud for just dispatching them. only the Mark II is really only good for it, isn't it? To be honest.
Well, yeah, and pistol suppressors, they like changed that, but it seems like they aggro on them again recently. But like you said, balancing it, like in the example, like they can knock down a door. If they're going to be able to break down doors, we probably need to be able to like fortify doors with like, you know, lumber or whatever, or we need to be able to jump out a window. Like if they're going to break down the front door and there's only one exit, we got to be able to escape some other way, you know?
Yeah.
So I agree. They need to, I want them to be harder, more of a challenge, but I want there to be ways to deal with them, you know?
Mm. It'd be great if like you could jump through windows, you know, like in PUBG where you smash the window and it makes that massive sound and stuff. Cause you got to think all these things that they would implement them or they would be used in PvP situations as well.
Yeah.
So having that audible cue, I guess, that they've jumped out a window is probably like needed as well, right?
Or so. like you know, maybe some windows you can open or don't have, like, you know, you have to break the glass and then you could cut yourself. Like I definitely want, you know, that all Project Zomboid has all of that, like some windows are locked and you have to break the glass, some you can open, and then you're lucky, you know. It's just a toss of the dice, or toss of the coin, roll the dice.
Friendly.
Yeah, so next section I'm just gonna click my soundboard.
Video. Can I?
What's wrong with you?
Actually, I've got the next section.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't tell you about this, Dave, and I didn't tell you about this on purpose because it's been a while, and every now and then ish, we like to do a quiz.
Oh,
yeah, he does.
We like to do.
Look at the time. I got.
That's what I thought as well. The better looking Andy. That's what I thought.
So
I'm down for a quiz. Let's do it.
Right. So no pressure, but Dave has never won a quiz.
Yeah.
All right. Do not be the time that Dave wins a quiz.
Okay, so we're I'm competing with Dave.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry, okay. I didn't explain that. Right. So this is not really thought out very well. It's been about maybe 50 episodes since we did a quiz.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit rushed.
I thought it was gone. I thought I was free.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. So this quiz is called Ish or No Ish.
All right.
Come on down to Ish or No Ish. You can win a speedboat. So it's basically Ish. Did you say this or did you not?
God. All right.
And you're going to vote and I'm going to...
This quote system is biting me in the ass.
Right. Number one, what a boner. Wait, so you heard that right?
Yeah. So
what's
wait,
a boner?
Am I saying if I've said that now, or is Dave right. who answers first?
So I'll tell you what. I think Dave, you should go first, and then Ish can answer.
No. He's more educated than just saying boner.
Right, Ish.
Well, I was quoting Gibbs and Pieces. He said it describing Happy Bombs, who like put bones in the scientific briefcase, relocked it, and put it. it's an amazing clip. It's on Twitter. You got to watch it on Happy's Twitter. But he put bones in the briefcase, locked it, put it back on the scientist, left. Gibbs finds the briefcase, opens it, sees bones, and goes, "What a boner!" And then HB shoots him in the head.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. That's exactly it. So that's 1 point to you, 1 point to you. Right, Andy's for the win. It's not fixed, all right,
yeah,
Dave?
Yeah, it's never fucking right. fixed.
So, Ish, did you say this one? I spend weeks writing scripts, weeks casting, days scouting for locations.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what? I said that on YouTube, you know? My scripted yeah. content, man.
He said, yeah. Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
They've got a free point. Yeah. They've got a free point, I forgot. Yeah, this really made me laugh when you posted this, dude. You posted another one as well, I think, a couple of weeks before it, but...
Yeah, yeah,
the one... You just need to fuck those trolls off.
Apparently, I'm... having less fucks recently. Normally I just like don't engage when like YouTube comments are annoying, but I don't know, the scripted one, I was pleased with that one, just because like people like accuse you of scripting and it's like, do you have any idea yeah. how much fucking work would go into making that happen? Like I'm not smart enough to script, are you serious? Like I'm just an idiot who plays the game, and if something cool happens I edit it. Like that's way easier than what you're proposing, you know.
I'll laugh if someone said our content was scripted, Andy. You'd be like, yes. Yes, it is. We write it down on a Trello. Yes, it is.
We try, and we will try harder. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, you just spent the whole podcast episode telling people that you don't have enough time to do what you do, let alone put everything, all of that work in to make it scripted. Yeah. So, yeah, don't worry about that. It did make me giggle. Right, I'm actually going to ask Dave in future, because we've got three questions left. Ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, did Ish say this? This also might be someone else, by the way, which is why they all sound like quotes. They are all quotes.
Okay.
There was actually a mix for a second there, and then the pickle hit me.
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, Ish, do you want to give us the story behind that quote?
Yeah, I said that. I'm trying to like not let my face give away. But yeah, I don't like pickles, man. I don't like pickles. I think they're gross. And
pickle
my chat,
Rickle was the worst.
My chat thinks that they took that personally. So, you know, they've like once got me to eat a dill pickle on stream. And then recently I did a pickleback shot, which is like a shot of bourbon and then a shot of the pickle brine, the pickle juice.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't as bad as I thought, but it was still gross. And I just wanted to drink bourbon because I like bourbon.
The phrase, the pickle hit me, is why I picked that.
That aftertaste, man, it's just not good.
Ready, Dave?
No, never, but hit me.
You're not doing too well so far, mate. You've only got 1 point.
Yeah.
Who hurt you, and why didn't you finish burying them?
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. Did he say all of these things?
I don't know if I said this one, honestly.
Oh, okay. So actually, this is what I do want to talk to you about this one. You did say this to a picture of Sarkal, where you found like a buried person Easter egg.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You're speaking to Mike Doherty about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's that there's like a half buried, I think it's a lady on a mountain in Sarkal, and I'm just yeah. like, this is like really fucked up. Like it's just like yeah, like it's just like, I don't know, the story that it paints or whatever it tells is like really weird. And Mike's like, yeah, that was me. I take credit for that. I'm like, damn, dude.
Do you remember where that was?
You talk.
I have no idea. I mean, it was on a mountain somewhere. Yeah, I should have clocked where it was, but yeah, it feels like a million years ago. It was like a month ago, but I have no clue where that was. It was definitely on the island of Sakal.
All right, that's a good start. That's a good start.
Yeah, we'll narrow it down from there.
All right, Dave, this last one is a gimme, all right?
Yeah.
It's a gimme.
No, it's not. He didn't say this one.
Bear in mind, I get these from Twitter, okay?
Yeah.
Right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans for more naughty photos.
Yes, it was. Yeah, he did say that. He was trying to get rid of them trolls.
Ish.
Yeah, I think that was my X-ray for the busted wrist. <Yes. laughs>
So yeah, they were all ish.
Yeah, yeah, he won. Yeah.
I have to say, first off, I thought I was competing in this at first, so I'm sorry I answered the one.
No, that is definitely what I said.
Yeah.
I did say you were competing, but I didn't work that out properly.
I thought you were going to get these from the like quote system in my chat bot, and my God, it's like every like 9 out of 10 of them are just like sexual innuendos. So I'm like, frankly, this went way better than I thought it would.
No, it's good. I thought some of them were quite funny.
Yeah.
Because I was just scrolling through, and I saw the What a Boner one, and I thought, there's something there.
Yeah. That's what she said. There's something there.
Nice.
Too easy.
Hello.
So I need to hit the soundbar. Wait, where is it? Oh, yeah. Video of the week. Brought to you by Ish.
Doesn't quite hit the same when you can see you on video.
Oh, yeah. I've got to get myself ready.
Nailed it.
Yeah, thank you. It's the soundboard.
I actually wrote this down, so it wasn't this week, but I'm still going to plug it because to be honest, I don't watch a ton of YouTube anymore. I just spend too much time doing DayZ. So I don't watch all that much anymore. But Small Boy, SMOLLBOI, he had just like a funny little edit of an encounter I had, me and Joito had with him. It's like a 2-minute video. So that's the video I wanted to shout out. He just had a funny cut of it, you know. It's called Famous Streamer, which is ironic. Famous Streamer Robs Me in Sakal, Small Boy.
Nice.
There you go, Dave. Grab that.
Yeah, I got that.
I thought it was a fun edit, you know. You see his side of it and some little cheeky things he did that we didn't notice.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. All right. Nice. Vriendelijk. Right, swiftly moving on then to just the tip. So each week we like to give our listeners a...
We do.
A tip.
Nice.
Whether they're new players, old players, and just something that they might not know. So, yeah, I guess you've had some time to prep.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I brought two. I mentioned like an anti-tip that I kind of said already, but like so many people say, don't trust anyone. And I just like, that is just like horrible advice. Like, obviously, be cautious. But, you know, and I got betrayed just the other day at a well or a spring on Sakal. I stand up because a wolf is attacking me and there's two dudes walking up to it.
Yeah.
And like we worked together and we killed the wolf. And then I'm like talking to the one guy, seems cool. The other guy had trouble understanding him. And he's like, I'm like trying to give him food. And he pulls a pistol and shoots me in the head, you know. And like, yeah, that stung. That doesn't happen often. And when it does, it sucks. You know, I had good gear. I was on a run, but still was talking to people the next life, because you're going to miss out on a ton of adventure if you just don't roll the dice every once in a while. My recent Deadfall video, I took a chance on two French guys. One of them didn't speak English. One did, barely. He actually, his English was great, but you know, it was hard to communicate. We were in a toxic tunnel, gas masks muffling our voices. And I rolled the dice on trusting these guys, and it led to one of my best adventures ever. And if I didn't roll the dice, I would have missed out on that. So that's like the anti-tip, but like, you know, the ignore that advice from people. But my actual bit of advice is just like, always learn from your mistakes. Your character never levels up in DayZ. There's no soft skills anymore. And there's no like real skills. You as a player have to get better. So every time that you die, think about what should I have done differently in that situation and what would have caused me to survive. And then just keep it in mind for the future. And maybe you'll survive the next one, you know?
Beautiful.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Some good. I agree. I watched that clip of that guy shooting you with the pistol.
Yeah, that's done.
It was a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I think what was the heartbreaking bit is it came up with "you are dead." And then there was like 3 to 5 seconds of just silence.
What's
and
it?
Then just like, yeah. And then you were just like, scumbags. Like, that's a scummy move.
Yeah.
Scummy move. I was just there with you, bro. I was there with you.
Well, and like that one was like so tough because like, I mean, if you like watch it, I'm sure you saw me like spinning around because I thought the one guy was trying to get behind me at one point. So like I had my guard up, but I let it down because I couldn't understand the guy. I was just struggling to like communicate, and just that distraction was enough for them to get the jump. I probably would have died either way, but you know, it happens. And then, but again, you never know. The next respawn, you could meet the coolest person you've ever met in the game. You could meet a Norwegian voice actor and have a great run, you know?
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Hey, man, you want to be friends?
What have we got? We're nearly done, Dave. Are we outroing?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Damn, I'm having so much fun. I don't want it to end, but yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I got to make dinner at some point, so I do need it to end at some point. But
all right. So what are you having? What are you having for dinner?
I'm cooking. I don't cook a lot because I have poor time management skills. But I'm making creamy chicken pesto. If you're interested, I could send you the recipe. It's super easy, but it's just like, you know, heavy cream and pesto and chicken and rice and grape tomatoes.
Ooh.
It's good. Yeah.
It sounds fresh.
Yeah. Like something not too heavy, you know, like to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll have that for lunches this week, because last week I ate like shit. I had no lunches prepared.
Well, you're going away for a week, so you're going to eat like shit for a week. Well, how long are you away for?
It's going to be mostly travel. I leave Friday and I'm returning Sunday night, Monday morning. I'm taking a red eye.
Oh,
yeah, I said, it was supposed to be, I was supposed to go to TwitchCon in San Diego, drive up to LA, visit the buddy and meet his 6-month-old. At the time, would have been like 4 months. But then I had to cancel that whole trip. So it was just supposed to be like a small part of a bigger trip. So I have the flight credit. I got to use it, and you know, again, I want to meet that kid before he's like 2 years old. So I don't want to be away from my kid for very long. So I'm just doing a weekend, a lot of flying for one weekend. But you know, I'll have my Steam Deck; it'll keep me company.
Hey, what are you playing on your Steam Deck?
Red Dead 2 right now, and I tried to get Stalker Anomaly to run so I could like mess around with that before Stalker 2 comes out. But I'm struggling.
That's in a few weeks, isn't it?
It's on the 20th. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that for my next variety day. So I've never played a Stalker game before.
No, I played a lot of the Stalker mod in DayZ, you know, Stalker's Eve.
Yeah, I didn't do that either. Somehow I missed the boat on that one. I don't know why. I really regret it. Yeah.
Yeah, I never played the mods, though. Oh, not the mods, sorry. The
games,
standalones. Games, yeah. Yeah, sorry, I forgot what that word was for a sec. right, okay, let's go to outro. So, unless there's any other burning things you want to mention?
I want to shout out, I wanted to say that in video of the week, but I forgot. Ariana is having an event, although this might come out after that. She's having an event this weekend on the 16th. If it comes out after, either way, Ariana, she's amazing. You know, she hosts events and, you know, does a lot for the community. She does a lot for me as well. She lets me like use her server for like cinematics and screenshots. So, I just wanted to shout out the Ladies of Livonia is the event, because I was going to broadcast it, but I had to cancel because this was the only weekend I could do that trip. So if this comes out afterwards, watch the VOD. She'll have broadcasted it and there will be a VOD out there.
This will be out the day before.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then tomorrow at a time that I should remember.
Tomorrow, future boys.
Yes.
Yeah, we always get confused with this stuff. Sometimes we're like 2 weeks ahead as well, and that just really blows our mind.
So tomorrow we're going to be well messed up. We're going to be like, Andy, what week is this being outings?
Oh, yeah, because we're recording another episode tomorrow, which is like coming out in three weeks' time,
yeah.
But 2 weeks' time from when these guys are listening to it,
that sounds exhausting. Like
time travel maths.
I record my narrations like the week it's coming out, and even that gets tough, you know.
Yeah, can't do time travel maths. Yeah. Don't try it. It's fine. Well, Ish, dude, you've been a pleasure to talk to, of course, and obviously, but
right back at you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's the Andes.
Well, both of you. Even the Daves are fine, you know.
Well, they're all right, aren't they? They're all right. No, it has been a good little chat, mate. It's nice.
Yeah.
Try and grill you for maybe things that don't often come up on stream, those kind of questions, because I guess you get asked the same questions over and over, and just trying to get that different side of you. So I appreciate you spending the last hour and how long has it been? Hour and a half?
Hour and 20.
Wow. Yeah, hour and a half with us. And yeah, we'll get it all edited and it'll come out on Friday. Today, cool. I mean, it'll come out today.
Yeah, we're coming out right now. genuinely my pleasure. It was a blast.
Coming in your ears right now. What the hell?
you got to quiz your next guest on, did Dave say this thing? And that can be the first one.
Did Dave say this thing?
Oh my God. Do you know what? I was clearing out a load of my files the other day, and I just, because I have like duplicates of loads of stuff, like especially the podcast episodes. And I've also got the original file, the original recordings, as well as the edited version. Yeah. Right? And I've got the edited version just in case they, I don't know, they all disappear off Spotify or whatever and can re-upload them. But I've also got all the originals. And then sometimes I think back to all of the shit that I had to edit out that is unbroadcastable. I've just got it all sitting in a little black folder. Nice. Ready for when Dave pisses me off.
And then he can make the internet cancel me.
Yeah, that's true friendship right there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Unfortunately, he's stuck with me now. It's been, what, Andy, 30-odd years?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've been friends for far too long, man.
That's beautiful. No, the guy I'm visiting, it's been 29 years. So, you know, I get that broship.
And you also understand how sometimes you could just throttle them. dude, wonderful, man. So thank you so much. I hope you have a good day.
You too.
And a good rest of your week. And then a safe trip on Saturday.
Thank you.
Or Friday?
Friday night. Yeah, Friday.
Keep your wrist exercises up.
Yeah, I canceled PT today. Oh, so.
It's
getting good. It's all about building the strength now, you know? And, you know, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo of a little skateboarder doing a board slide on the scar, you know?
That'd be sick.
I'm like, yeah, that's how I broke it. Front side board slide. Why not? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be amazing, man.
Yeah.
Wait, well, what's the next trick you're trying to learn, or are you past that now?
I don't know. I hope to return to skating, but I have some stuff to figure out. It actually turns out I have like a precursor to osteoporosis. So I got bird bones, basically. Yeah. So I'm figuring that out. But, you know, I'm honestly, if I get back on a board, I think I'll try a frontside board slide right away. Like, just, you know, hair of the dog.
Go all the way, man.
Yeah. I'm doing it on a different rail, though. That rail fucking sucks, so I'm not doing that rail.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, I blame the rail.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Wonderful. All right, dude. Well, I guess there's nothing to it but to do it, right? So enjoy your day.
Yeah, leave. Take care. Thank you so much.
Oi! Well, that was one that I didn't really want to end, I think. It kind of just felt like the last hour and a half when it just, I don't really remember it. It happened so quickly.
Oh, it was so smooth, and it was real good, man. I mean, all of our interviews are going like this now. I just want it again.
Yeah, we're just greedy. We're greedy boys.
He's such a lovely character, man. Just a lovely character.
And I just feel like, I don't know. It's weird. I want to talk to him again tomorrow. Yeah. And the next day.
Yeah, just like after our like TMZ interview, and I'm like, I just spoke to that guy on a level. How the fuck can that happen again? Do you know what I mean? How the fuck have I got here?
Yeah, it's just easy breezy. And I think that just goes to show the kind of character that Amish said is. He's just relaxed and down to earth, and he is, as you see him on stream and on his videos, you know what I mean? He's not playing a character. He's just a genuine dude.
100%. And we're like trying to organize the podcast with him. He says that he was a clusterfuck, but he isn't, man. He knew exactly what the score is. He was really nice to us, the way he dealt with, you know, oh, I'm free on this day, are you guys free, and he waited for our response instead of booking something like some people that are mega busy, that space would have only been available for like 5-10 minutes, do you know what I mean? But he left it open for like a week or so, and we jumped on that like a tramp on chips.
Yeah, I always get this remorse whenever we finish an interview, and I just don't know how to feel nowadays.
Oh, that's where we need to just, you know, sit back in bed and have a cigarette.
Okay, I've stepped out of it. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Amish Zed, or Amish Zed, Auntie Zed. I wonder if he's got like his whole family is called like Amish something.
Yeah, Amish auntie. What?
Amish aunt. Amish uncle.
Amish uncle.
Amish armchair.
Hello, Amish armchair. As he goes past.
Doff my hat to you.
Oh, yeah. But we did define he is not Amish. Shame.
I mean, did everybody knew that?
Did they? If not, they do now.
I think he's explained his story before on stream. I think where he grew up or something like that was like an Amish community.
Yeah.
I think. I can't remember.
He would be on a PC if he was really Amish, so that gives it away.
Well, yeah, if you couldn't work it out by now.
Yeah, if you haven't worked it out by now, please dial.
You need
help.
He needs some milk.
Oh, he needs some milk.
that might be insensitive, actually, to Amish sense. What is his bone density issue?
His calcium issue.
Hey, there's only to double down on it. He's not here to defend himself.
That is why I'm
sticking,
doubling
sticking
down.
By, mate. No, I'm sticking by. Andy, stick together. So fuck you, Dave. You're out.
Okay.
I'll just take my cap and leave.
I will just leave, sir.
Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly ADAZ Podcast. It's been an absolute blast. If you haven't already, make sure you follow and subscribe Amish Said on all of his platforms. Amazing entertainer. All of his links will be in the description of this episode as well. So easy to find, no excuse. I guess, well, tomorrow we're recording another episode with another interview. But the one for next week is going to be a standalone. We don't want to butt them up too close together, you know? They might get jealous of each other or something. I don't really know how it works.
Yeah, well, this week's episode was excellent. Next week's episode is going to just be boring me and Andy again. And then the episode after, you're going to have a treat.
Yeah, do yourself a favour and skip next week's episode, will you?
Please don't.
Well, on that note, be good. Love you, lads. And until next time.
Ciao for now.
I don't realise that some of you don't know anything about the Amish community.
I know nothing, Johnson.
The only thing I know is Amish Paradise by Weird Al.
Yes! I watched the Weird Al film. Have you seen that Weird Al film?
Yeah, it's absolutely
amazingly fucked up.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, oh.